Parts of our region make use of abundant geothermal energy, basically hot water from underground. Large areas of Klamath Falls, for example, are able to make use of geothermal energy for heating and other uses. But an intention to create geothermal facilities in part of eastern Siskiyou County led to a court fight, with the Pitt River Tribe putting up the fight. The fight concerns the Medicine Lake Highlands around the lake by that name. The tribe won a recent round in court, and here we have a chance to get an update on what's happened so far and where things are likely to go. Mickey Gemmel Jr. is the tribal chair for the Pitt River Tribe. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you for giving me the time to speak on Pitt River Tribe's side of the story, I guess.
Absolutely. Good to have you. Deborah Sivas is with us as well. She's the director of the Environmental and Natural Resources Law and Policy Program at the law school at Stanford University. Deborah, thank you for joining us today.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
So we're talking about the eastern Siskiyou County. Tell us about the general importance, the significance to the Pitt River people of the Medicine Lake Highlands, Mickey.
The Medicine Lake Highlands to the Pitt River Tribe, it's been a part of our culture since time immemorial. There's fasting grounds that exist on the lake, specifically for women. The Glass Mountain area of Medicine Lake Highlands, where a boy became a man, there was different ceremonies that were performed there. The lake itself, we believe that the Creator and his son stopped at the highlands, at the Medicine Lake, and they bathed in the water and imparted their powers into the water, and that's where the name Medicine Lake Hot Lake came from. And our people hold different ceremonies there still to this day, dances, and people go into the water, all people. And so we're trying to prevent anything from happening to those waters, because those waters are connected to the aquifers that feed the main waterways throughout Northern California.
Mickey, in the years of attempted assimilation and tribal termination and all the other things that went on through the late 19th and through the middle of the 20th century, were there interruptions? Were you able to continue the ceremonies of the lake, or were there years when nothing happened out there?
I mean, through assimilation and stuff, a lot of our ceremonies, our language, were stripped away from our people. It wasn't, our people were beaten, children were beaten, their hair was cut off, you weren't allowed to practice your ceremonies. It wasn't until about the 70s when natives started rising up, I guess, against the United States government and their policies and practices, and people started to continue. A lot of the ceremonies were underground, and so anything that was done was not done in public, and nobody saw what was happening. But during those times, people started to come out and started bringing those ceremonies back. And, you know, that led to different change in law, which allowed natives to practice their ceremonies and their religion and implementing things into school systems. You know, so it's moving in a positive direction, and people are practicing their ceremonial ways today.
Now, the issue with the geothermal lease is that's been going on for several decades now, from the sounds of it.
Yeah. Pitt River Tribe's been challenging it going on for 20 years or more. I mean, we were aware of it, so I guess we're going on actually 3 decades. Mm-hmm. You know, the tribe has contested, you know, basically the corporations from coming into the highlands. And there's been several court cases where we're trying to stop the geothermal development in that area. We believe they'll poison the waters and it will destroy it.
Now, to date, there's been no construction or development, is that right?
There's been test well sites, so there has been drilling into grounds, you know, to test to see if there is viable energy in the highlands, which they use chemicals and put stuff down into the ground. There's no full-scale site at this point, but, I mean, that's the same practices of what they will be doing, just on a different scale.
Mickey Gemmel Jr. is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, chair of the Pitt River Tribe, which is working to stop further Geothermal Development in the Medicine Lake Highlands in Siskiyou County. Deborah Sivas is with us as well, Director of the Environmental and Natural Resources Law and Policy Program at Stanford University's Law School. You can join this conversation on the exchange. Maybe you have some stories to share or some memories of Medicine Lake Highlands of your own. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Tell us, if you would, Deborah, about the Environmental Law Clinic at Stanford Law.
Sure. So at the law school, we run a series of clinics. Ours does environmental and work for environmental organizations and Indian tribes and others. And students really do all the work. And so as Chairman Gimmel has said, we've been at this for about 20 years in the courts, and students have done all the briefing and arguing in the courts. So it's a nice mix of giving students a chance to become lawyers and representing clients like the Pitt River Tribe that could benefit from legal services.
And how long has the clinic been working with the Pitt River Tribe?
We started working with them in 1997 on this matter, and mm-hmm. I had done a little work previously, but the clinic itself, so almost 20 years now.
So the issues with the leases, as we mentioned, go back several decades, but it wouldn't surprise me that a law clinic finds these issues, but issues with the process itself in granting the leases in the first place. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, these leases were originally granted back in the 1980s, so before the clinic was around, and they were done. It was done very quietly without any consultation with the Pitt River Tribe or other Native Americans, and really without anything but very cursory kind of environmental review. And the BLM, who issued the leases, kind of promised the public at that time that there would be further consultation, there would be further environmental review if development ever proceeded. And then they really haven't done that going forward. So it was a little bit misleading when those leases were issued back in the early 1980s.
Have they sort of changed the definition, or at least found some wiggle room within the definition of development? Because it's one thing to put a test well in, I guess, is what they're saying, and developing the resources fully would be something else again.
Yeah, and the problem is really that they gave out these leases, the BLM did, to private developers, and the developers have changed over the years, I think in part because nobody's been able to find really a viable resource out there. But then the leaseholders then argued, well, we have the leases and therefore the right to develop, so you can't stop us even if you wanted to, BLM, which it doesn't seem like BLM does. And so it leaves the public out of that process by saying development goes forward regardless, and the BLM has found that development would industrialize the area and have significant impacts on cultural and traditional values out there, but nevertheless has allowed things to go forward because the lessees are saying, you gave us these rights in the early 1980s, and we're entitled to develop.
It seems like if we're talking about the 1980s, that was probably after the passage of the NEPA, the National Environmental Policy Act, so that would have been in effect. But CEQA might have come along in that time. Is that would things happen the same way today, I guess, is the question.
Yeah, so CEQA was around at that time. They didn't do any CEQA, I think, because it was on federal lands, mm-hmm. and that's what they were. But I think things would be done very differently today. In the early 80s, although NEPA, the National Environmental Policy Act, was around, it was pretty new for these agencies, and they've now developed a whole approach to it. So I think if this was starting over today, they would do a full environmental review, full consultation with the tribe, because that's what they've learned from court cases that they have to do. So they are trying to have this be grandfathered in. And one of the things that we've been fighting about, and relatively successfully to this time, is to knock out some of those leases. They've extended the leases over the years and try to get them to go back and actually do that analysis before any development could go forward. And we think if it were done properly today, the result would be different. So that's we're trying to bring them into the modern era to do a full review.
Mickey Gimmel, Jr., since the time that the leases were granted, what has the Pitt River Tribe done? Let me get some of the history here. Before you got in touch with the folks at the law clinic at Stanford, what were some of the tactics you used to try to block the development of geothermal resources?
Well, I wasn't born when the tribe first did anything. This goes back to when our tribe was occupying the lands and trying to get our ancestral homelands back, in the 70s. So I guess it was brought up throughout those times. You know, our people weren't even recognized as natives in America in the 70s. It wasn't until 1987. So as these leases were being given, you know, our people were standing up and speaking about that and about these lands being ours and this being a sacred site. It wasn't until later on, I guess, in the 90s that, you know, our tribe became active in the, I guess, the court system and trying to challenge Calpine and the different corporations that were a part of it. Other than that, you know, it's, I guess it's like cultural activism. We actively use the lands, irregardless of what anyone says we could do. That would have been definitely happening throughout the decades.
All right. With the lands we're talking about here in the Jefferson Exchange or the Medicine Lake Highlands in eastern Siskiyou County, where there is potentially geothermal resources and therefore leases have been granted, although, as we heard from Mickey Gimmel Jr., the Pitt River Tribal Chair, nothing other than test wells, it appears, at this point. Deborah Sivas is with us as well. She's the Director of the Environmental and Natural Resources Law and Policy Program at the Stanford University Law School. This is a conversation you can join, 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Deborah, you were talking about the legal process thus far. One of the issues was you said you got a chance to knock out some of the leases or lease extensions anyway?
Yeah, that's right. So lease extensions, the original leases were only for 10 years, and then the BLM has continued to extend most of the leases out there. So that's the that's what we've challenged in court is those extensions. And as of right now, I think all the leases, all the extensions that were given have been invalidated by the court. And you know, we're trying to convince the agencies and the lessees just not to go forward and actually think about this as a area that needs to be put in long-term protection. And that's the conversation, I think, that's happening right now. But there is some indication that BLM wants to keep moving forward and reissue the leases once again.
So have the court cases, has the action been listed with BLM as defendant or some of the potential developers as well?
Yeah, BLM is the main defendant, and then currently Calpine Corporation holds all those leases up there. They've consolidated from various leaseholders in the past, and they hold all those leases up there right now. But it's not clear that they really want to go forward. As I said, in all this time, they've not been able to find a commercially viable resource. It seems to be BLM that's driving the ship and wants to develop out here, which doesn't seem very rational to us if there's not a resource to really be had. And, of course, there's a lot of opposition to development.
So the decision, I guess, was a federal court in Sacramento on April 22nd. Was that the most recent thing that happened?
Yes, that's the most recent. And we'll be back in court. We may be back in court. We're briefing right now what comes next. But that was the decision the most recent decision where the court found that the extension of 26 leases was unlawful when it happened back in 1998. It's taken us a long time to get that issue before the court, but yes.
All right, so that, I mean, not finding them unlawful doesn't necessarily mean that those leases were ended, I'm thinking.
Yeah, so that what BLM is arguing is that we should be allowed to release those, even if the court found that what we did in 1998 was unlawful. We have another way we want to do it, and by the way, when we do it, we're not intending to do any further environmental review under NEPA or any consultation with the tribe, which is now required for this area under the National Historic Preservation Act, because it's been designated eligible as a traditional cultural historic district.
Well, sure, that happens just about any. I mean, you dig in the plaza in Ashland, you got to get an archaeologist out to figure out what cultural resources might have existed from native things. So, but because this predates that time, is that what the argument is from BLM?
Yeah, that's their argument, is that they're going to slide in under a different provision. So we were able to convince the court that they didn't do it right the first time, and they're now saying, well, we're going to come in under a different provision, and we still don't need to do any environmental review or consultation, even though we're asking to extend the leases for another 40. We'll be asking to extend the leases for another 40 years. So that's the fight, the most immediate fight that's before the court right now.
Mickey Gamble, what's the feeling among the Pitt River tribe? I mean, it obviously feels good to win a round in court, but it's obviously not all the rounds that have been won.
I mean, we're definitely going in the right way. I mean, this is two court cases in a row that we've won, you know, and that's the way, that's what we want. But, I mean, the government and lawyers always use legal loopholes, and that seems to be what is their step right now, is finding another way to be able to do the development. Pitt River Tribe's not backing off. We do not want any corporations or Calpine or geothermal fracking to happen in the highlands. And we're going to do whatever it takes to keep these corporations out of the highlands. It's our culture of our people, our religion that's at stake here. We can't go to another spot to practice these ceremonies. We're trying to rebuild our people. And so if we allow these corporations to come in, not only will we lose that part of our people, you know, you jeopardize the health of the people of California, and the people, a lot of the food is grown throughout California that feeds America. So you potentially put those poisons and toxins into the foods. You know, so we're not just protecting our own people, we're protecting all people.
Deborah Sivas, is there another date set for the next round of court activity? You said you're in consultation now, so it sounds like there's no date certain at this point.
No date right now. We're briefing this question of remedy, what happens now, and the judge has said he is not going to set a date, but he may just take it under consideration and issue an order, or he may have a hearing and call us in, but it hasn't been determined yet.
All right, several steps yet to be taken then to ensure either the protection or the exploitation of the Medicine Lake Highlands. At this point, things would appear to be leaning in the direction of preservation. Medicine Lake Highlands in eastern Siskiyou County, sacred to the Pitt River Tribe. Mickey Gemmel Jr. is the tribal chair. Deborah Sivas is the director of the law clinic, the environmental law clinic at Stanford Law School. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
My pleasure.
All right, take care.